who is an all-time great rifler, who's even played in a couple of Nico's former teams, who isn't as good and as great as Nico, by the way, but has accomplished more and doesn't have these flaws. It's obviously Rops, isn't it? He was later a guy in Mouse solo carrying, but also having Carrigan and having success. He was a guy that's been in FaZe Clan with Carrigan, had success there, etc. He's even had success since then. What happens when you think about Rops, on the other hand? Oh, Nico's a better player, probably a more skilled player, probably a more legendary player. Doesn't have as good a resume, though. He has more longevity, but even then, we'll see how that goes, because Rops is still cooking. Rops has won two majors and a Grand Slam and every big trophy in CS. Right, one of the reasons why is, first of all, he lets himself be in-game led. Seemingly, Eco never got it with Carrigan and Alexi B. For some reason, they weren't good enough, or like, they didn't meet his standards or what he wanted. He thought they were overrated. But magically, they work with other and lesser pieces. And what, they can never learn those lessons with you and then start winning with you. They have to go and learn them and win with someone else. And why? And also, why do you then never seem to learn the lessons? Also, Rops is someone who's very good under pressure and has got a game that can be replicated, even though, you know what, yes, his is based on idiosyncrasies, like brilliant reads of the game and seeing a play that no one else even imagines could happen and being able to execute the initial steps to get into it and then make a legendary play. The difference is, compared to Nico, it's night and day. Rops is born for the big moment. He's been in that bloody crucible a million times over. He's come out dusting off all the coal and he's golden. That's where Nico gets burned up and he's just nothing. He's just ashes afterwards, isn't he?